大家同心默祷。
Let's bow our hand and pray in silence.
阿门。
Amen.
奉主耶稣圣名开始我们下午的灵恩会的聚会。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we'll commence our afternoon service.
唱赞美诗354首。
Let's sing hymn 354.
Hallelujah, 各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace to all brothers and sisters.
愿神祝福大家。
May God bless each one of us.
灵恩布道会期间主要有两个目的。
There are two purposes for holding a spiritual convocation.
对内是要来造就、坚固我们弟兄姐妹。
First of all, is to edify and to strengthen the faith of our church members.
所以我们有更多的时间来听道理和做祷告。
And that is why we have allocated much time to prayer and listening to sermons.
对外就是邀请亲朋好友来参加主救恩的宴席。
The second reason is to invite our friends and truth seekers to attend this banquet of the gospel.
能够让我们的朋友也能够体验到这位全能主的同在。
In this way, our friends may experience the abidance of this Almighty God.
所以这是一个好机会。
So this is a great opportunity.
上午我们听到梁传道跟我们分享神与人之间。
This morning we studied the topic, the relationship between God and man, delivered by Pastor Liang.
我们确实从主耶稣那边领受了许多的爱。
Truly enough, we have experienced abundant grace from God.
所以我们必须要对神有一个很好的感恩和回报。
That is why we need to show our gratitude and to respond to His love.
凡事要存敬畏神的心来到他面前来敬拜他。
And everything we must show our reverence and worship Him.
这样才能够成就在神里面的生命的恩典。
Only then can we be worthy of the grace of the life that God has given us.
说起来，从圣经里面我们看到神与他的百姓主动立约。
From the Bible, we understand that God actively took the initiative and established a covenant with His people.
在万民中间特选以色列百姓为他的选民。
And He has chosen the Israelites out of all people to be His chosen ones.
所以他对他的选民有许多的教导和期待。
That is why He has many teachings and expectations for His people.
所以其中有一个生活，神一再的交代要顺服、遵从神的话。
And God repeatedly wanted His people to obey and to comply with His commandments.
也要遵守神的约定。
And they are to keep all His commandments.
所以遵行神的旨意，这是神对他选民一个直接的要求。
So to follow God's will is something that God requires of us.
所有的百姓的行为、动作、信仰，就是要从这一点做一个基本的动作来学习。
And in fact, our compliance to God's command and will is the foundation upon which we should exercise our will and our action.
有关对这一方面直接所做的要求，早先出现在什么地方呢？
And when is this prerequisite first prescribed in the Bible?
我们一起来看出埃及记的十九章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 19.
出埃及记十九章
Exodus chapter 19
十九章请看第五节
Chapter 19 verse 5
如今你们若实在听从我的话遵守我的约就要在万民中做属我的子民因为全地都是我的
Now if you obey me fully and keep my covenant then out of all nations you will be my treasure possession although the whole earth is mine
在这里神对他的仆人摩西交代这样的话要来告诉以色列百姓
Here God instructed Moses to give this instruction to all Israelites
这一句话是出现在西乃之约的约定里面
This statement appears in the Sinaitic covenant of God.
神说，如果听从我的话，遵守我的约。
God says, now if you obey me fully and keep my covenant,
百姓就在万民中要做我的子民。
Then out of all nations, you will be my treasured possession.
这里很清楚的可以看到，要交代神的百姓顺服神一切的话和约定。
God explicitly wanted his people to fully obey and keep his covenant.
到了申命记的时候，
In the time of Deuteronomy,
神又再一次的谈到有关这一方面许多的道理。
God once again, repeated his commands.
我们来看一下申命记的第六章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 6.
申命记第六章。
Deuteronomy chapter 6.
请看四节。
Verse
4
to 5.
以色列啊，你要听耶和华我们神是独一的主，你要尽心尽性尽力爱主你的神。在这里，神亲自对所有的以色列百姓这样来宣告。
God personally proclaimed to the Israelites the following statement.
有时候，神称以色列用一个单数的名词来称呼的时候，表示整体。
When God called out to the Israelites as a singular entity,
所以这里对整个以色列百姓说，你们要听。
He is actually referring to the entire.
如我们的神是独一的主。
People of Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
要尽心、尽性、尽力爱主。
You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength.
不单单特别强调以色列所有百姓要爱主。
Not only did God emphasize the fact that they must all love the Lord.
从哪里做起呢？
He also reminded them.
七节到九节就是要认真教好你的儿女在家庭里面哦。
How they might do it in verse 7 to 9, where God commanded them to teach their children.
所以神这样宣告要爱主的时候，其实更要把这样的事情放到自己家庭里面来做好。
So when God made this proclamation to all his people, it is imperative for us to practice this at home.
我们要留意的是，遵循神的旨意，一个最好的学习就是要听主的话。
The most important way to follow the Lord's command is to listen to what he has to say to us.
到了米迦先知的时代。
In the era of Micah,
他宣告神的信息也是这样强调、哦、
The prophet also emphasized the same message.
所以我们在看米迦书整卷的时候，我们可以根据一句话来做很好的一个分段。
And that is why we can use the statement of Micah as a very clear delineation of God's will for us.
我们请看米迦书的第一章。
Let's turn to Micah chapter 1.
米迦书第一章。
Micah chapter 1.
第一章的第二节
Chapter 1 verse 2
第二节
Verse 2
万民啊你们都要听地和其上所有的也都要侧耳而听主从他的圣殿要见证你们的不是第一章的第二节这里就说万民啊就讲所有的世人你们都要听主的声音、
Micah chapter 1 verse 22 tells us that all people, which is inclusive of all the people in the world, to listen to God.
神要从他的圣殿里面来见证人的不是哦。
The sovereign Lord will witness against you, the Lord, from his holy temple.
他知道万人的心。
He knew about the hearts of the people.
也知道万人的事。
And knew everything about all people.
他要审判见证，不在乎人来跟他说什么。
And he was to exercise judgment upon humankind without regard to how humans
不偏待人
would respond. He would not show partiality.
他要从他的殿中来审判见证人的不是。
And he will exercise his judgment against witnesses from his holy temple.
我们以下就看见他对以色列百姓的一个责难。
And as a result, we see the subsequent judgments in this book.
我们再来看三章的第一节。
Let's read chapter 3, verse 1.
第一节，我说雅各的首领，以色列家的官长啊，你们要听，你们不当知道公平吗？
Then I said, listen, you leaders of Jacob, you rulers of the house of Israel, should you not know justice?
我们再一次的看到说，你们要听的时候，已经是进入第二段，到那个米迦书的第三章了。
We understand that at the point of listening to what God has to say, we have entered into the chapter 3 of Micah.
他对以色列家里面的首领、官长、祭司、 做了，还有祭司还有先知做了很严重的一个指责。
In fact, the Lord launched a very strict, severe accusation against the leaders of Jacob and the rulers of the house of Israel.
因为先知祭司也不按着公义的道理来行了。
Because the prophets and the priests did not follow the way of the Lord.
所以在这里特别对以色列家的首领、官长、祭司、先知做了这样的这个劝勉。
And that is why the leaders, the rulers, the priests, and the prophets were rebuked by law.
我们再来看六章的第一节。
Chapter 6, verse 1.
六章一节，以色列人啊，当听神的话，要起来向山林争辩，使冈岭听你的话。
Listen to what the Lord says. Stand up, plead your case before the mountains. Let the hills hear what you have to say.
第六章又进去谈到说，你们要听神的话。
And chapter 6 continues to elaborate on the fact that we must listen to what God has to say.
所以整个米迦书啊，就用你们要听神这一句话来分作三段落，来说出不同的信息来。
And that is why the book of Micah can be divided into three major messages, demarcated by the word listen.
我们再来看主耶稣怎么说。
Let's see what Jesus says about this.
请看马太福音的十一章。
Let's turn to Matthew 11.
马太福音十一章的十五节
11:15
十五节
Verse 15
主耶稣说有耳朵的可听的就应当听哦
15 He who has ears let him hear
再来看十三章第九节
13:9
十三章的第九节
13:9
这里讲到天国的比喻
The parable of the heavenly kingdom
是个重要的道理
It is a very important truth.
我们看第九节
Let's read verse 9.
耶稣说有耳朵的可听的就应当听哦
He who has ears, let him hear.
我们再来看四十三节
Verse 43.
最后一句话
The last statement.
有耳朵可听的人就应当听哦
He who has ears, let him hear.
那再看到这个启示录的二章三章
Revelation chapter 2 and chapter 3.
当圣灵对教会说话的时候
When the Holy Spirit spoke to the churches,
他有一个模式。
There is a certain way that he
speaks to the 其中会特别提到一点。
Among the major points that the Spirit raised up,
我们看那个二章的第七节最后一句话。
In chapter 2, verse 7, the last phrase.
这里说，凡有耳朵的人就应当听哦。
二章七节。Okay, he who has an ear, let him hear.
再看十一节。
Verse 11.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳朵的人就应当听哦。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
一直在重复有关这样的字眼呢。
And so this statement is repeated.
所以我们从旧约里面，神宣告说你们要听。
And so in the Old Testament times, God already proclaimed that you must listen.
在分裂南北国的时候，又借着先知又在强调你们要听。
And through the prophets, God again emphasized His chosen people.
到了新约，主耶稣说：“有耳朵的就应当要听啊。”
And in the times of the prophets, the people were once again reminded to listen.
几乎这样看，我们大家都有两一双耳朵，一个在左边，一个在右边。
And look at all of us; we all have ears on our left and right.
我就应当听哎。
We must listen.
听到心里面的耳朵哎。
We must listen with our inner ears.
那我们根据这个路线，其实要表明了一个很重要的信息。
So what I'm trying to bring up is one important truth.
就是遵行神的旨意的重要性跟生活的原则。
And that is we must uphold the importance and the principle of obeying God's commandments in our lives.
圣经一再强调有关这一方面的信息啊。
The Bible keeps emphasizing on this truth.
要成为一个遵守神旨意的人呢。
We must be people who follow God's will.
事实上，这样做的时候会跟我们的生命存活有关系。
And in fact, by doing so, we are impacting our life.
会跟我们从神那里得到的产业也有关系。
And this also has a great bearing, regarding our inheritance from God.
从另外一个角度来看。
From another perspective,
神的真理啊，是绝对性的，是不容我们有所怀疑或不遵守的。
God's truth is absolute, and it must not be doubted.
所以我们不能增加，也不能减少神的话。
And that is why we cannot subtract from or add to the word of God.
只有在他的话语里面做一个很好的顺服的时候，我们才体验到神的话的一种力量。
Only when we truly obey His words can we experience His strength.
有一个弟兄啊，他也是帮忙教会的领会工作。
There's a brother who used to deliver sermons at church.
啊，几年前啊，在台湾的选举啊，这个常常会买票。
Several years ago, in the election campaign in Taiwan, there were often instances where bribery, were given for votes.
那现在买票的现象啊，比较不流行啊。
Obviously, these days it's not as rampant as before.
就算你当选，但是查到你有买票动作，你还是要放弃这个资格的哈。
And the reason is, even if you're elected through bribing voters, you will still be disqualified if you're found out.
几年前呢、啊，在台湾选举啊，很喜欢那个前一天晚上啊，这个窗户不要关了、啊，因为早上起来你会看到有一笔钱在丢在里面。
Several years ago, it was customary for the voters to open their windows at night so that by the morning you will see a sum of money.
啊，我们这个弟兄啊，他是领会人员啊。
And this brother of ours used to deliver sermons.
早上六点，这个候选人来到他的门啊，敲一敲啊。
6 o'clock in the morning, the candidate who is campaigning came to his house.
那个候选人对他说啊，你家里几个人啊？
And the candidate asked him, how many members do you have in your house?
我家里五六个人啊。
5 to 6 people.
可以投票啊。
They all can vote.
啊，一张5000块，所以他一次收到30000块。
And each person is eligible for a $5,000 bonus, and that is why the whole household gets 30,000.
没有人看见
Taiwanese dollars, and he didn't realize that no one.
他把三万块就收起来了
He realized that nobody was looking at the transaction, so he took the $30,000.
所以今天就不想上班了，哎，
一早
就有三万块
because he just pocketed $30,000 early in the morning.
哇，很高兴哎。
He was very happy.
晚上参加聚会也是非常快乐。
And in the evening, he was full of joy when he attended service.
平常没有这样快乐的。
He was never this happy.
但是晚上聚会完回家睡觉了。
After he went home from service, he slept.
他睡到半夜。
In the middle of the night,
做梦梦见世界大灾难。
He dreamed that there was turbulence in this world.
大家都要逃跑哎。
Everyone was running for his life.
他也跟着跑啊。
He ran as well.
但是忽然从天上有声音这么大声责备他。
But suddenly a loud voice from heaven rebuked him.
你这个人不要逃了。
Do not escape.
你逃到哪里没有用，还是一样死。
It doesn't matter where you escape to because you're going to die.
喂，他就回答说，我是真耶稣教会信徒哎。
And so he replied, I am a true.
我有领会哎。
I deliver a service.
我有做圣工哎。
I do holy work.
那个声音很大声骂他，那你今天早上凌晨做了什么事？
And this loud voice from heaven rebuked him. So what did he do this morning at 6 a.m.?
他才想起啊，候选人给他那个不义之财买票的钱呢。
Then he realized that he just accepted a $30,000 bribe.
那个声音就对他说啊，你看看你的右手。
And the voice continued, look at your right hand.
因为他收这个不义之财，用右手一只手，原来整个都黑到他的心了。
And because he had accepted that $30,000 with his right hand withered.
那个一看就知道黑就是属灵里面的罪。
And it all turned black, and that was a result of his sins.
虽然是人家愿意给你，但是你要分辨啊，不义之财啊。
So even though the candidate willingly handed over the $30,000, but he shouldn't have accepted it in the first place.
神都在看见呢，你做什么事啊？
God saw everything he did.
哇，他马上。醒过来叫太太摇起来祷告祷告帮助我悔改
Immediately he woke his wife up and they all prayed for God's forgiveness
不然我会死
Otherwise they would have died
哇他就跟太太说 我拿了这个候选人的钱了他太太说你怎么这么笨
And so he admitted to the wife that he had taken the $30,000 from the candidate and his wife replied why are you so stupid
哇祷告完以后他赶快冲到候选人的那个家里啊门敲一敲钱直接丢进去不管了跑回来了
So after he prayed he went to the candidate's house and threw back the money ran away from him
你不遵行神的旨意神都知道的
If we do not follow God's command, God knows.
我们反过来想一想。
So let us think about it.
或许我们也有时候不遵行神的旨意。
Perhaps there are occasions where we do not follow God's will.
你贪了什么样的事？
What kind of things are you greedy
for? 结果你没事啊，你更要哭哦，神不提醒你哦。
If nothing happens to you because of your transgressions, you should weep even more because God allows you to backslide.
所以不要投机取巧，以为我一点点没有遵守神的话，可以没事哦，没有被管哦。
So never have this misguided notion that you will go scot-free by violating God's commands.
希伯来书那边讲的神所爱的，他要提醒，要管教的。
The book of Hebrews reminds us that those whom God loves, He will chastise.
所以这个负责人后来讲到，他就做见证，神爱我，提醒我，不然我这样错下去，那可麻烦了。
And so this brother testified during one of his sermons, that he was chastised by God so that he could turn back to Him.
那圣经整本都是神所默示的话。
The entire Bible is inspired by God.
所以我们成为他的儿女的人要体会他的话的用意。
That is why we as children of God must fully experience and know
一定要凡事遵行神的旨意神的话。
The intention of His words and to obey Him in every way.
你就会蒙足施恩祝福的。
Then we will be blessed.
那我们要跟大家分享的。
I'd like to share this with everyone.
遵行神的话有什么好处啊？
What benefits do we get by obeying God's
will? 当我们了解这些好处以后，或许我们更有力量要来去用心遵守神的话。
Perhaps when we understand the benefits of following God's will, we will do so even more willingly.
第一个我们要跟大家谈的。
The first point I'd like to bring up.
遵守神的话有什么样的好处啊？
What kind of benefit do we get from obeying God's will?
请看马可福音的第三章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 3.
马可福音第三章
Mark chapter
3 35节
Verse 35
三章的三十五节
Mark 3:35
凡遵行神旨意的人就是我的弟兄姐妹和母亲了
Whoever does God's will is my brother and my sister and my mother
耶稣在这里亲自这样讲哦
Jesus personally made this statement
遵行神的旨意就遵行神的话的人就是我的家人哦
Whoever does God's will is My brother and sister and mother.
哇，这句话很好哎。
This is such a wonderful statement.
我们遵行神的话，就成为他的家里人哎。
When we obey God's commandments, we become God's member of God's
household. 天天可以跟他生活在一起啊。
And we can live with him every day of our life.
而且在他里面有许许多多多多的恩典和福气啊。
And we will also experience abundant grace and blessings in him.
那我们要看的是，为什么耶稣在这个地方会这样讲呢？
So why did Jesus make this statement in the first place?
难道他肉身的母亲玛利亚兄弟姐妹不是他家里人吗？
Were his mother and his brothers not the members of his household?
他不承认眼前他肉身的家里人吗？
Did he not recognize his own flesh and blood?
答案是绝对不是的。
Of course not.
只是他要在这里强调当时的情况所发生的事件。
It's just that he wanted to emphasize what had been going on in this particular situation.
到底怎样的人才是真正他家里面的人呢？
He wanted to focus on the type of person who would become his family.
从20节到30节里面
From verse 20 to 30,
我们细心做一个经文的分析的时候
As we examine this passage very analytically,
这里出现了两种人哦。
We find two kinds of people.
那从这两种人的现象，才可以明白耶稣基督为什么要讲那句话。
And from these two kinds of people, we can then understand why Jesus made this
statement. 他讲这句话乃是为了强调一个真心顺服神的人呢。
Jesus made a statement to make the point.That whoever does his will will become his family.
也就是懂得遵行神旨意的人呢。
Those who does God's will.
他最后会来到耶稣的跟前，听他讲道，而且接待他的。
Those who do God's will, will come before God's presence and be received by God.
并且跟主耶稣相处就如同一家人一般。
And these people will also be like family.
我们看到这个二十节到三十节这段经文插在这一句话的前面呢。
Verse 20 to 30 is a passage that precedes verse 35.
我们来看 verse 30, 20节到30节。
Verse 20 to 30。
那我们在这里20节，我们来看一下。
Verse 20。
这个时候，耶稣进到一个屋子里面来教训众人了。
Jesus entered a house and again taught the crowd.
他这里记载说，他连吃饭都顾不得吃了哦。
He wasn't even able to eat.
然后，耶稣的亲属家属听见。
When his family heard about this,
就要出来拉住耶稣耶，说你赶快出来吃饭啦，不要这样工作狂啊。
They wanted to take charge of him, for they said he is out of his mind.
站在家里人的立场是关心耶稣哦。
And obviously his family members were concerned about him.
但是耶稣在这个时候是在屋子里面讲道理，讲神国的福音给众人听了。
But at this point, Jesus was preaching to the multitude in this house.
那这个时候，耶稣的亲属站在房子外面，担心他没有吃饭了，身体不好啊。
And his family, members were worried about him outside of the house.
所以他们不明白耶稣的工作。
They didn't understand Jesus' work.
我们再来看31节。
Verse 31.
耶稣的母亲、兄弟站在外边，叫人进去叫他。
Then Jesus' mother and brothers arrived, standing outside. They sent someone in.
有人说啊，你的母亲兄弟在房子外边找你啊。
And a crowd was sitting around him, and they told him, "Your mother and brothers are outside looking for you."
33节，耶稣回答说。
Verse 33, Jesus replied,
谁是我的母亲？谁是我的兄弟啊
？Who are my mother and my brothers?
因为这个时候的情节，耶稣正在传福音哎。
Because at this point in time, Jesus was preaching the gospel.
然后他的母亲兄弟没有在房子里面听道理，不了解耶稣在做的工作。
And his family members were outside of the house, not realizing what important work he was doing.
虽然是肉身的亲属关系。
So even though they were physically related,
但是不明白主耶稣基督的旨意和工作。
They did not understand Jesus' will and his work.
他们站在房子的外边。
They were outside of the house.
所以这个时候耶稣基督才强调，凡是遵行神旨意的人就是我的家里人呢。
And that is why Jesus brought up the point that whoever does God's will is my brother.
我们再看第二种人。
The second type of people.
请看22节。
In verse 22.
从耶路撒冷下来的文士就质疑耶稣的权柄和工作。
The teachers of the law who came down from Jerusalem questioned Jesus' authority.
甚至这个讲耶稣是靠鬼来赶撒旦的。
And they even accused him of chasing out demons by Beelzebub.
这些人是故意来敌对耶稣的。
They opposed Jesus.
他们不是真的要来跟随耶稣听讲他的道理。
They were not here sincerely for God's word.
认为耶稣跟鬼王相通。
They thought that he was the prince of demons.
后来我们看见了这个耶稣也做了非常严厉的强辩。
And Jesus made a very strong counter argument.
23节到27节。
From verse 23 to 27.
他在这里就强调，我并不是靠鬼王来做事的。
In these verses, Jesus argued that he did not drive out Satan by Satan.
然后28节到30节又强调亵渎圣灵的永不赦免。
And then he also made the point that those who blaspheme against the Holy Spirit will never be forgiven.
亵渎圣灵等于亵渎神呢。
For one who blasphemes the Holy Spirit.
因为这些文士啊，他们认为耶稣他是被巫鬼附着的。
Blaspheming against God because the teachers of the law thought that he was possessed by
Beelzebub. 这两种人都是站在房子外围的。
Both kinds of people are all outside of the house.
所以这两种耶稣的亲属跟这个文士们啊，他们是毫无两样的。
Jesus' family and the teachers of law were no different in this regard.
他们的话语和他们的企图心。
Their intentions and their thinking.
一再度显明他们是站在房子外围外边的人呢。
Show repeatedly that they are all people outside of the house.
没有办法用心明白主的教导和工作了。
They couldn't understand the will, the work, and the intentions of our Lord.
所以这个时候，这个情境，耶稣才说，遵循神旨意的人就是我的家里人了。
And it is in this circumstance that Jesus made the point that whoever does God's will is his family.
那我们看到，在房子里面，在耶稣脚前周围听讲他道理的人，就是他的亲属了。
So all those who are listening to him in the house are his family.
所以35节我们也可以这样说。
Verse 35.
你们就是主的家里人了。
Phrase it in another way, you are my family.
所以今天如果我们遵循主的话，
So today if we were to follow God's will,
我们领受到的好处，我们就是耶稣基督家里人了。
The one benefit that we will get is that we will become God's family.
是在房子里面听讲他的话，围在他周围的人了。
Or those who are surrounding him inside the house.
所以遵循主的话，真的是主的主内一家人了。
And that is why if we obey God's will, we will be one family in the household of God.
有一个其他教派的长老，
There's an elder from another denomination.
他是那个教派的第一个大长老。
Who is the most senior elder in that church.
他们长老中间有分一二三四五六，看有几个。
They have different ranking by seniority.
有一次啊，他跟我们教会的传道人碰到了。
Once he met one of our preachers,
就在一起聊
and they chatted a little bit.
我们的传道也强调哦，要遵循神的旨意哦。
And our pastor emphasized that we must follow God's will.
哦，他说我们有啊。
And he said,
谈到圣灵的时候，他说信的时候就有了。
And when they talk about the Holy Spirit, this elder claimed that they all had Holy Spirit when they believed.
这个口里承认，心里相信就有了。
Those who confess with their mouth and believe in their heart would have the Holy Spirit. And our pastor explained
that. 谈到洗礼，他说点一点就有了。
And he also claimed that those who
点几滴水啊，点一点啊。
Someone can receive the baptism through sprinkling.
他们叫做点水礼嘛，点几滴嘛。
They receive baptism by being sprinkled on.
那好一点，他说在讲台后面挖个池子，哎，就洗就很省时间了。
And in some instances, for the sake of expediency, they will wash people in a pool right behind.
他说也可以借那个信徒的家里的浴室哦，几个人轮流在里面洗了。
Or they can even baptize people in bathtubs.
哇，我们传道也很用心跟他讲圣经。是怎么记载的
？So our minister spent a lot of time to go through the details from the Bible with
him. 晚上他回去了。
So that very evening he went home.
他就一直想哎。
He thought about it.
那为什么真耶稣教会传道人怎么讲都是翻圣经
？Why is it that this minister from the True Jesus Church keeps referring to the Bible？
那他自己怎么讲都是奇怪，这个没有办法跟比对圣经。
Why is it that whatever I am saying is not back？Not supported by the Bible.
他睡觉前就做了一个祷告。
And so before his sleep, before he slept,
他说主啊，我在这个教会服侍那么久了。
Oh Lord, I've been serving in this church for
so long. 到底哪一个教会真的有你同在啊？
Which church do you truly abide in?
我也想要得救啊。
I truly want to be saved.
但是我不知道在哪里才有啊。
But I don't know where to go.
我结果睡到半夜。
In the middle of the night,
他一样也做了一个梦。
He had a dream.
梦见世界大灾难了。
He dreamed tribulations in the world.
哇，所有的人开始逃了。
Everyone was escaping.
非常可怕。
It was dreadful.
整个世界地球都黑暗了。
The entire world was covered in darkness.
他这个自己第一大长老也是逃了。
And he, being the most senior elder, was running away.
哇，逃的这个没有方向哎。
He didn't know which way to escape.
最后他就想到啊，不如逃到教会去了。
And so he thought, why don't I just escape to the
church? 结果一到他们的教会。
So when he went to his church,
怎么教会在坟墓堆里面呢？
He saw that his church was in the tombs.
本来要进去。
He wanted to go in.
哇，看到他们信徒在里面也都是变成黑黑的，也有鬼在一起，他不敢进去了。
But saw that his congregation were surrounded by Satan and they were all black.
啊，怎么原来的教会是这样呢？
And he thought to himself, why is my church
like this? 他就往外逃了。
So he escaped out of the church.
没有方向哎，越逃越害怕。
He was directionless and he feared for his life.
他看到很远的地方黑暗中有一个亮光。
He looked toward afar and saw a light.
他就朝着那个黑暗中的亮光跑了。
So he ran towards the light.
越跑越近的时候，
the more he ran toward the light,
他看到那个亮光里面有一个真耶稣教会很大。
The more he saw the true Jesus church appearing before his
到了大门口，看到门口写着真耶稣教会。
When he was at the door at the entrance, he saw.
哇，教会里面的人都穿洁白的衣服哎。
And everyone in the church was wearing white garment. Everyone was happy.
哇，大家赶快用爱心把他接进来啊。
And people receive him with gladness and thanksgiving.
哎，好像那个外面那个黑暗那个恐怖的世界跟这个地方没有关系的。
Within the church, it was as if the darkness outside had nothing to do with the people inside.
唱诗祷告，听神的话。
And so they were all singing him,
高兴得不得了。
And studying the word of God and full of joy.
好，在这个地方得到喜乐，得到平安，得到了福气。
And in the church, he had received peace and joy and blessings from God.
哇，他醒过来啊。
He woke up.
就是早上很早就跑到我们教会参加早祷会了。
Very early in the morning, he attended our morning prayer.
哇，神的旨意，哎，引导我，我现在知道了。
And he proclaimed, the Lord's will has guided me so that I understand the truth. So, within several sessions of seeking the truth, he received the Holy Spirit.
等到他决定要受洗的时候啊，他先跑去跟他们的牧师讲啊，错了，这个教会真的错了。
At the point when he decided to be baptized, he went to his own pastors and told them that we have been preaching the wrong gospel.
我现在要去真耶稣教会了。
I'm going to the true Jesus Church.
也要带我全家人一起到真耶稣教会。
And I bring my family along.
我不要在这里，这个教会错了。
I'm not going to stay in this church because.
如果可以，牧师啊，跟我一起来啊。
So if you will, pastors, come with me.
但是牧师说他还要吃饭养家，说不能来。
But the pastors told him, I have to feed my family.
感谢主，这个第一大长老啊，跟全家就来我们教会受洗了。
So this most senior elder and his family came to our
church. 所以遵守神的旨意，到后来就是你就是主耶稣家里的人了。
So if we truly obey God's will, we will become God's family.
我们再来看第二个好处。
Let's look at the second benefit.
请看路加福音十一章。
Luke 11.
十一章的二十七节、二十八节。
Luke 11, 27 and 28.
二十七节，耶稣正说这话的时候，众人中间有一个女人大声说：“怀你胎的和乳养你的有福了。”耶稣说：“是，却还不如听神的道的人遵守的人有福了。”
As Jesus was saying these things, a woman in the crowd called out, "Blessed is the mother who gave you birth and nursed you." He replied, "Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it."
我们在这里看见。
We can see from this
当耶稣讲道完
After Jesus had spoken,
有一个妇人起来大声说那怀你的人生养你的人有福了
A woman in the crowd called out Blessed is the mother who gave you birth and nursed you
耶稣说是的
He replied,
但是不如那些听神的道而遵守的人有福了
Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it
我们在这里也看见了两个做法
We also see two kinds of reactions to Jesus.
世人的看法认为，哎呀，耶稣这么有权柄，说话这么有能力。
The way of the world is such that they focus only on the power and the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ.
而世人的看法就是说，哎呀，生你的人，养你的人啊，这个有福气耶。
And that is why this woman, who is representative of the people of the world, said that
blessed is the mother who gave you birth and
nursed you. 我们
几乎世人的看法都是这样的。
And people of the world like to think in this manner.
如果我们跟现任的布希总统沾上一点边了，哇，那不得了了。
Now, if we are somehow remotely related to President Bush, we'll all be,
开口闭口都是讲总统啊，怎样啊？
We'll be in awe, and we will always quote President Bush.
这种说法很不稀奇的。
And this is nothing new.
圣经里面有讲啊。
The Bible had already spoken.
我们来看一下耶利米书第九章。
In Jeremiah chapter 9.
耶利米书的第九章。
Jeremiah chapter 9.
第九章我们来看二十三节。
Verse 23.
九章二十三节。
Jeremiah 9:23.
二十三节，神如此说：智慧人不要因他的智慧夸口，勇士不要因他的勇力夸口，财主不要因他的财物夸口。
This is what the Lord says, let not the wise man boast of his wisdom, or the strong man boast of his strength, or the rich man boast of his riches.
我们世人啊，说来说去他夸口的只有三件事。
There are only three things that people of the world boast about.
第一个夸他的智慧，他的专业。
First of all, people boast about his wisdom or his expertise.
第二个夸他的好，夸他的能力。
Second, his strength.
你有能力你觉得好吗？是我赚钱多吗？
If we are full of ability and capability, we can make a lot of money.
第三个夸自己的财富。
And the third, riches.
我们世人如果跟这三件事都有沾上边了，那不得了了。
And obviously for the people of the world, if they have all three, they would be in paradise.
所以人用享用不尽的这种荒华跟着现实和利益有关系这样的追求。
And that is why people of the world always seek profit and glory.
如果做事生活没有相当的报酬利益啊，他可能就不做。
And consequently, if something is done without any hope of return, they would have never done it in the first place. 那你来信耶稣，
到耶稣的跟前，你也是用那个金钱利益来量这个报酬，那你要怎么办呢？
And that is why when these people come to the church and wanting to calculate the risk-reward equation in the church, then you can do nothing about it.
那信耶稣为了有财富，那不是跟一般的宗教很多信主就是要有财富啊，多多啊，我才来信啊。
Now, if all these people come to church for wealth, then how is this different from any other religions or different persuasions that they may pursue?
信主是要得救哎，得永生哎。
We come to believe in our Lord Jesus for
eternal life. 不能用世人的一般看法来看待你自己的信仰跟你所敬拜的神哦。
And that is why we must never desecrate God with our worldly views of things.
如果还停留在这种现实主义的生活里面，那你跟主耶稣离得太远了。
And if we only dwell on the apparent reality of this life, then we're too far away from God.
所以保罗才会说末后的世代是一个危险、一个犯罪的日子。
That is why Paul said that the last days are full of peril because it is, they are the days of sin.
在路加福音的十一章里面
，In Luke chapter 11,
我们看到主耶稣他教导有关这一方面错误的一个观念。
We see how Jesus corrected this wrong, misguided concept.
人认为的好。神认为不好。
Whatever is good to human eyes is not good.
这里说啊，不如听神的道，遵守的人有福气哦。
That is why verse 8, in verse 28, Jesus replied, "Blessed rather are those who."
主耶稣所期待人要信他，而且能够得福气。
Our Lord Jesus desires us to obey Him and be blessed.
因为一切都是出自于他的旨意和怜悯的。
Because everything comes out of His will and grace.
哎，遵行神的话才能够合乎神福音工作的一个重要见证。
And only those who obey His commandments will fulfill His duty.
而且人如果想要生他养他，也不是你自己想就有。
And it is not as if by our own sure will we can become part of his family.
后来找到那位童女玛利亚，圣灵怀胎，怀主耶稣又生他，这也是出自于神的旨意怜悯啊。
For instance, it was God's will and mercy that Virgin Mary was able to conceive and gave birth to Jesus.
所以主耶稣说，听到而遵行神的话的人，这个人有福啊。
And that is why Jesus said, "Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it."
所以我们在这里可以知道。遵行神的话有从神来的福气。
Understand that those who obey his word will be blessed by him.
我们再来看第三点。
The third point.
请看约翰福音的十五章。
John 15.
约翰福音十五章的十四节。
John 15 verse 14.
十四节。
Verse 14.
这里说你们如果遵行我所吩咐的就是我的朋友了。
You are my friends if you do what I command.
所以这里说遵行主的话就是主的朋友。
You are my friends if you do what I command.
那在前面我们看到主耶稣用那个真葡萄树来做一个比喻。
In the preceding verses, our Lord Jesus gave the
parable of the true vine. 从第一节到第八节。
From verse 1 to 8.
哎，在这里讲这个比喻的时候，他强调了这个两个重点呢。
Jesus emphasized two points in this parable.
第一个重点呢，就是讲着不要离开主了。
The first point is that we should never leave God.
主耶稣是真葡萄树。
Our Lord Jesus is the true vine.
跟随他的人信徒是他的葡萄树枝子。
And those who follow him are his branches.
不要离开主啊，就有主的生命在里面哦。
And as long as we are not cut off from the Lord, we will have his life.
然后第八节就有一个生活现象会荣耀神哦。
And in verse 8, we will also glorify our Father.
那之后又强调了一个重点。
And then he made another point.
就是讲着九节到十三节说的。
From verse 9 to 13,
要效法主的爱。
To learn from his love.
这里说神拣选我们了。
Jesus has chosen us.
这是一个大恩典。
This is a great grace of God.
也是主耶稣主动赏赐给我们的一个恩典。
And it is also something that our Lord Jesus has
given us willingly. 所表明在我们的生命和生活里面就是主的爱。
So we can manifest God's love through our life.
主拣选我们这个爱的过程啊，是一个生命的见证。
And the very fact that God showed His love through saving us is a testimony in
itself. 所以我们是他的儿女，更要表明这个爱的生活啊。
That is why we as His children must manifest and demonstrate His love in our lives.
所以主耶稣才会说，遵行主的话就是主的朋友了。
And that is why Jesus said, "You are my friends if you do what I command."
哎，这个在爱中生活啊，尤其是体会到主的爱，这是一个很好的属灵经验呢。
To remain in God's love is a wonderful spiritual experience.
圣经里面有记载，古圣徒主称他为朋友。
The Bible records how ancient saints were called friends of God.
哎，我们来看一下雅各书第二章。
Let's turn to James chapter 2.
雅各书的第二章。
James chapter 2.
请看21节到23节。
21 to 23.
21节。
21 to 23.
我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕把他儿子以撒献在坛上，岂不是因行为称义吗？22节。
Verse 22.
可见信心是与他的行为并行，而且信心因着行为才得成全。23节。
23.
这就应验经上所说的，亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义，他又得称为神的朋友。在这里我们看到亚伯拉罕他跟神建立了一个亲密关系。
Abraham established an intimate relationship with God.
所表现出来是一种信心的生活。
What he demonstrated was a life of faith.
是一种顺服的生活。
A life of obedience.
只站在主所吩咐一切的话上面去遵行的。
He did everything according to God's command.
所以他被称为主的朋友了。
That is why he was called God's friend.
所以遵行神的话。
So by following God's will.
不离开主。
By not leaving him.
效法主的爱。
And to emulate his love.
这都是一种信心的表现。
We show our faith.
凭着信心遵行神的旨意。
And through faith, we obey His command.
才能够啊，成为主的朋友啊。
And only then can we be called God's friend.
我们有时候不能没有朋友哎。
We can't do without friends.
谈谈心事。
We need them to keep us company.
有事要帮忙。
We need them to help us.
朋友有时候是很重要的啊。
They're very important to us.
但是主耶稣成为我们的朋友，那个福气更大。
But greatest is the blessing of having God as our friend.
这个夫妻啊，虽然是有夫妻的爱没有错。
Even though a couple may love each other,
但是也要学会夫妻成为彼此之间最好的朋友，最好的帮助。
It is also important that both of them learn how to be friends.
但是我们发现有的人工作忙了，所以没有注意有关这一方面的婚姻的经营啊。
But sometimes we are so preoccupied with our work, we never put in quality time in our relationships.
如果当初您娶的太太是很温柔像绵羊的。
If you had married someone who is gentle as a lamb.
婚姻过了十年以后她变成母老虎。
But after 10 years, she might have become
a ferocious tiger. 那也要谢谢先生的调教和训练。
You can only thank the husband for making her so.
为什么没有办法成为真正生活的一个好朋友呢？
Why is it that a couple can become true friends?
有的人因此就离婚了嘞。
As a result, some couples get divorced.
哎，所以这样看起来啊，彼此之间的相处也需要学习学习的。
And that is why it is very important that we learn how to get along with each other.
那我们跟主耶稣这里也是一样，要有这方面的成长和学习的。
Likewise, we must also grow our relationship with God.
我们来看一下这个马太福音的第七章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音第七章。
Matthew chapter 7.
21节。
Verse 21.
七章的二十一节。
Matthew 27, 7 verse 21.
这里主耶稣说，凡称呼我主啊、主啊的人，不能都进天国。
Here Jesus said, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven.
唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进得去。
But only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven.
耶稣在山上讲的宝训记载从马太福音五章到七章里面。
From Matthew chapter 5 to 7, is a sermon on the mount.
这是神国的缩影的一个福音版本。
This is a microcosm of the heavenly kingdom.
从八福的讲述。
From the Beatitudes.
一直讲到这个第七章。
To what is spoken in chapter 7.
后来神要这些众人做一个选择，主耶稣要这些众人做一个选择。
Jesus wants his listeners to make a decision.
所以他讲到有两条门路。
He mentions two ways.
那个窄的小的是要进天国的，看你要不要走。
The small and narrow way that leads to the heaven of the kingdom.
他讲到两种果树。
He also mentioned two kinds of fruit trees.
也是要按着神的话语来建立的这种果树。
And this is also the kind of fruit tree that must be ministered to.
后来最后讲到两种根基。
And finally, the two foundations.
站在耶稣的根基上，就是把房子建立在磐石上的。
Those who stand on the foundation of Jesus will also build his house on the rock.
那最后做一个结论，只有遵行天父旨意的人才能进神的国。
And his conclusion is that only he who does the will of his Father.
在神的国度里面，不是哪一个人声音大我就听他的，哪一个人家族多我就听他的，不是的。
In God's kingdom, it's not so much how loud you speak or how many members you have.
而是真正完全遵行圣经神的话的人才能够进神的国。
The only way to judge whether a person is in the heavenly kingdom is that he must obey the will of the Father.
有一个姐妹她很热心。
A sister is very zealous.
一段时间就不热心了。
But for a while, she lost his zeal.
大概做圣工的时候跟人有点摩擦。
She probably had some friction when doing work at church. So she chose not to come to church anymore.
然后让自己工作上班一直忙加班。
So she allowed herself, she threw herself into her work.
加班很多钱。
And made a lot of money.
那她就渐渐的用人的想法，用自己的享受为一个优先的考虑。
And she reprioritized her life so that she indulged herself in everything she could get.
所有的生活行为动作根本不会考虑到神，也没有想到我确实要来遵行神的话。
And she totally disregarded her lifestyle and did not follow the will of God.
有一次来教会聚会。
Once she came to the church.
最后的祷告的时候，她祷告得很痛苦。
In the final prayer, she was in pain.
那个传道在台上听到。
The minister heard her prayer.
他就下来特别要为这个姐妹按手。
He came down to lay hand on this sister.
准备要按的时候，这个姐妹就身体软软了，就趴在这个地上。
Just as about he was to lay his hand on her, she fell onto the ground.
就感受到有这个魔鬼的灵在影响她。
And she felt the disturbance of.The evil spirit.
所以这个传道就奉主的名赶鬼。
So in the name of Jesus, the minister cast out
demons. 他马上就跪得很正。
And she immediately rose up.
而且祷告圣灵充满。
And was filled by the Holy Spirit.
哇，这个时候他就开始喜乐哭泣了。
At this point, she began to weep in joy.
从此他就常常来聚会。
Since then, she came to, she frequently.
他就认清楚要按要遵行神的话。的这样才能够建立好的信仰和将来进神的国。
She then realized that she needed to obey God's will to enter into His kingdom.
原来祷告的时候啊，这个魔鬼啊，在拉她的脚哎。
When she was praying, Satan was pulling her leg.
她一段时间没有了，一直忙着世界赚大钱呢。
Because for a while, she was so preoccupied with the things of the world.
她觉得很痛苦啊。
She was in pain.
没有真的生命神的话在心中啊。
She didn't have the word of God in her heart.
她想要悔改，要归向神的时候，加强信心的时候。
So as she was about to turn back to God and to strengthen her faith.
魔鬼显现出来，就拉她一直往那个底下，这个地不见，变成很深很深的深渊啊。
Satan came and tried to drag her into the abyss.
她一直呼求主。
She prayed out loud to God.
哇，这个时候主在十架上流宝血，一直叫他，你要悔改啊，不要偏向这世界。
And she saw the precious blood of our Jesus and told her not to go into the world.
最后，神伸出手要把他拉上来的时候，刚好传道也到他的旁边按手祷告的时候。
And in this vision, when God was about to take her hand, the minister came and lay hand on her.
神就这样把他拉出来了。
So God pulled her out of the dark.
开始重新有正直的灵啊，圣灵就大大充满了。
And the spirit of righteousness filled her.
所以想想看，不要以为我们一些不合圣经的观念一直放着，好像不错，人生美好。
So don't ever be preoccupied with misguided notions that we are doing fine without God.
其实，在属灵里面，他已经有征战。
Because there is always a spiritual struggle within us.
这个时候我们要警醒的。
at these points,
常常要想自己跟神的关系。
We must be watchful and think about our relationship
with God. 凡事到底有没有真的遵循神的旨意来生活呢？
Do we truly live in accordance to the will of God?
天天想要得到主的喜悦，成为他的儿女呢？
Are we always yearning to become good children of God?
哇，感谢主，这个姐妹经过这样一个见证之后，非常的认真。
Thank God through such experience, this sister became very zealous.
见证出来，对大家信徒也有很好的帮助。
And her testimony was greatly edifying to the whole congregation.
我们最后看一个经文作为结束。
Finally, we'll refer to a passage for a conclusion.
请看约翰一书的第二章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 2.
约翰一书第二章。
1 John chapter 2.
十五节。
Verse 15.
十五节。
Verse 15.
不要爱世界和世界上的事，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
你把神的时间都抢夺走了，这个就不爱神了。
If you rob your every minute away from God, you do not love him.
该聚会要聚会。
Come to service.
该服侍主要服侍主。
Serve him when you have to.
所有生活的事情一定要用神的道理来分辨对不对。
And in everything, we must discern with the word of God.
不要故意装作不知道或没有这个能力。
Don't play dumb.
或者没有这个能力。
Or pretend that you don't have the ability to follow His will. Verse 16.
因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。
For everything in the world, the cravings of sinful man, the lust of his eyes, and the boasting of what he has and does.Comes not from the Father, but from the world.
它的重要的结果就在十七节哦。
Ultimate destiny is described in verse 17.
这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
The world and its desires pass away, but the man who does the will of God lives forever.
请大家默祷。
Let's pray in silence.